Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
The Gemara continues, Hoido Bifnei Shnayim V'tzorich Loimar Kesuvu. What does that mean? Says the Rishbam, if a person is mated to his friend in front of two Edom that he owes him a mana, he has to tell those two Edom Kesuvu to write it down as a shtar lemalva for Edus whenever he wants to collect it. Otherwise, they have no permission to write it down. The reason, says the Rishbam, is because it's a choiv. And the loiv is supposed to write it. If he writes it, fine. If not, he didn't command to write it. Avadi now let it write a shtar for the malva when out the das of the loiv. And the Rishbam explains, because even though he's made of the Edim, that he owes money, but he's always neman to say parati, says the Rishbam, because amalvas chaver beedim in sarach leforoi beedim. Even though you lend money beedim, you don't have to pay it back beedim, and therefore he's neman to say parati. But if there will be a shtar, then the loiv would not be neman to say parati unless he could bring eidim that he was parah bifneim. So mele, it's a choy for him that there should be a shtar, and that's why unless he says ksuvu, the two eidim have no right to write down this halva as a shtar. It's like nichle loivet that the choy should be by the malva b'shtar, because then he won't be able to tie in a parati. Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rajman and Muki Yosef explain pshat in the Gemara that the loivet does not want that you should write it down as a shtar, because if it ends up being a milva b'shtar, then the malva has a right to be goyve from the lekuchos from Mishubadim. And the Meiri says that really it's a machlekes Yishonim if his Eidah helps the Inyan to mechayiv the karkois, to make a shibud karkois to the one who's made it to the choy, mikan halabo. Or could be in need a skinyan miyuchid to make a shibud on the nechosim, since the Eidim did not see the actual halvo. But these Yishonim are taking on that there would be a shibud nechosim with the Eidah of the loiva, and therefore they explain the Gemara that the reason why you have to say ksuvu, and otherwise it's a choiv, is because the loiva does not want that the malva should have the right to collect from Mishabodim based on this shtar. L'chayr v'kimayr, two nekudas in this Rashbam. Number one, why didn't the Rashbam just say b'pshitus, that the reason why the two Edom cannot write down the choiv b'shtar is because you can't write a shtar without dasa mischayv. You need dasa mischayv in order to shafa chalois din shtar, like we explained previously. And here, if they doesn't say ksuvu hagamiz moide lechaver that he in fnei shnayim that he's chayv leimane, doesn't mean that there is a chalois din shtar. L'chayr b'mashma that the Rashbam would hold that even without dasa mischayv you can have a chalois din shtar as long as there is a nusach hashtar. Secondly, you see from the Rashbam, he says clearly that even though we hold Amalva's Chaver Be'edim in Tzorech Leforei Be'edim, which is mashman that according to the Mandama, that if you lend money Be'edim, you have to pay back Be'edim. Over here also, by Hoidah, you'd have to pay back Be'edim. Because the Sefer asks that L'chari, the whole Machlaikis, if you Tzorech Leforei Be'edim or not, is the Gav Malva Be'edim. But by Hoidah Be'edim, if you made in front of two Be'edim, everybody agrees that you don't have to pay back Be'edim. So there will be no shayla of Pyre Be'edim, L'chayra. An interesting important nekuda over here is that the Rishash brings from the Rif and the Rosh and the other Shitas, Rambam and Hilchos Milvah Loiva, Perkei Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that they argue in the Rishbam, and they hold that if the Malva would take out a Ksav Yodi of the Loiva, the Loiva would be Nema to say Parati. That means that the loiv is not choishish to leave a ksav that he owes money to the malva biyad hamalva, because they could tie in a parati. Doesn't mind it, can't collect from Shabbatim, and he doesn't mind that he should be there, and therefore he's never say parati. The whole riley he can't say parati is because shtar chav yodi my boy. What am I doing with the shtar? But if there's a reason to assume that the loiv left the shtar by the malva, so then the loiv can still tie in a parati. The Rivosh, it says that the reason why Ketayra Parati is because Ksav Yad is not a Shtar Gomor. And Mele is no din of Shtar Chob Yodi, my boy. But the Rishbam says clearly that they wouldn't be able to tie the Parati, and that's the reason why it would have a din of a Choyv. And that's why the Gemara says that if you Haidov Ifnei Shnayim requires that the Loiv should say Kesuvah. But if he does not say Kesuvah, then Avadi wouldn't be able to tie the Parati. Mikiveger in the Chuvis in Tinyana Simik Kufyud Taka brings a kasha from his Edim. Where was it pushed to the Rashbam that by Hoitzik Sav Yodoi that he can't tie in a parati, and that the Rishbam had to learn pshat in the Gemara that over here by a dove if neishnaim tzarch leiv ksuvu, because otherwise it's a chayv for the leiv. He also asks that why did the Rishbam have to bring a raya from ksav yodin that you're not neman to say parati? And mikol shkim b'shtar lacher b'shtar is a mishnah ksuvus from peizayin. It didn't push it everywhere that you're not neman to say parati neged a shtar because it's a raya of shtar chav yodin, my boy. So Rav Kivega answers based on the Ramban. The Ramban says that if you might see ksav yodoi, you attack a neman say parati. Why? Says the Ramban, like we mentioned before, because the loiv is not chayshish to leave the ksav that he owes money in the Adam Alva, because that ksav is not strong enough to be mighty and gaivim mishubadim. And therefore, there's no taina of shtar chav yodi, my boy. Lefize, that we say in the Mishnah in many places that you're not neman to say parati neged a shtar, is dafka shtar sheish beachrayis. That means the whole din that you're not neman to say parati when the malva takes out a shtar chayv, because it's with a taina that shtar chav yodi, my boy, is only if the shtar has in it achrayis nechosim, meaning can collect from mishabodim. But if the shtar cannot collect from mishabodim, you're talking never to say parati. So the Rashbam wanted to bring a raya that you're not neman to say parati, even in an oifin that it's written behedin the shtar that there's no achrayis nechosim, and therefore the Rashbam had to bring a raya dafka from ksav yodai, which is not gaiv mishabodim, and still you're not neman to say parati. And that's the pshat in the Rashbam, that he brought the raya dafka from that case. And once the Rashbam holds taki tachan and neman say parati, and the Rashbam learns in our Gemara that that's the reason why you have to say kesuvu, because otherwise it blives a chayv for the loiva. Now be'etzem, that we say in the Mishnah in many places that you not neman say parati neged a shtar, it could be that stafkin a shtar that's written bizman the halva, which is made in the etzem halva. And the Rishbam is being a raya that you're not never say parati even in a shtar hido, which is not made in that samavo. It's only later on you're being made that there is a chayvir, that you owe money to the malva. But you don't see that from all the other mishnayos that say that you're not never say parati neged a shtar, could be it's dafka shtar that was written b'shas talvo. There's no raya to a document or a ksav that's written later with his hido from the loiva that he owes the malva money. And that's why there are Rishbam had to bring a raya from ksav yodoi that's a shtar hido, and still you're not nema to taina parati. The Gemara continues and says, kinyan bifnei shnayim ve'inay tzorach loimar ksuvu. A kinyan is also bifnei shnayim in front of two edim, and you don't have to say ksuvu because a kinyan is a schus to be written down. And the kiyam shtaris is bishloisha. Later the Gemara asks, I'm a rabbi, kashli okashi okinyan echidong. What's the case of a kinyan that the Gemara says you could, even if it's done in front of two aid, you don't have to say kesuvu? If it's a maisa bezdin, so then you need to loss. If it's not a maisa bezdin, why don't you have to say kesuvu? And the Gemara says, bosa de boyal de poshal oilam, it's not kemaisa bezdin dummy. And the reason why you don't have to say kesuvu is from the stam kinyan liksiva oimed. A stam kinyan is oimed to be written down. And the reason for that is because once there is a hakna besuda in front of Edim, it automatically belongs to the kain, and right away he takes it. So that since he right away takes it, there's no muck and pickbook, there's no nothing to be concerned about, and that's why avada they write it down. The stomach, you write it down immediately. Tosfos brings b'shem Rabbeinu Tam that the idea that a kinyan is written down is not coming lafuke, that you don't, it's not called a kinyan when it's not done b'fnei shnayim. Says the Gemara says, Kinyan b'fnei shnayim v'ein tzorach leimar ksuvu. There's a mashmois in the wording that the possibility to say that a kinyan cannot be done not in front of shnayim. And here it tells us, no, kinyan b'fnei shnayim v'ein tzorach leimar ksuvu. It's not coming, so it says Taisv, it's not coming lafuke that. Avadet, a kinyan can be done even shloy b'fnei shnayim. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin, a daf samachem abeis, that says, Li ivru sahadi ela l'shakri. The whole yisoid of Edim is only to be mevar hadover, not to shafa chalois in most cases. And the Gemara says in Azov, in Begayr, brings a raya that you don't need to have a kinyan in front of shnayim, avada kinyan not in front of shnayim, avada would work. And it's only coming lafuke that it's not considered a kinyan when it's not shnayim. It's only saying that you can write it down right away, but it's not coming to say that you need a kinyan dafke b'nei shnayim. The Rishain and the Marit and Kedusha Samachayim Beis asks that they think there's any possibility. What's Pshat and Taisus? Is a Havamin to say that all Kinyanim should only be Chal if it's done if Ne'edim? What kind of Havamin is that? So Marit says that the Havamin of Taisus was only in a Kinyan Sudar, only in Chalipin. The Havamin was that you would require Edim because the Kinyan Sudar is a Chiddush because the Makna returns the Sudar. So it's a Havamin to say that maybe such a takma kinyan would require taka edim. But davar is no such havamina that any other kinyan would require shnei edim. It's poshut that a kinyan would not require shnei edim. It's just that the Rishonim also say, the Rosh Hashanah, they say that Tosfos only said that because the regilus is that a kinyan is nase bifnei shnayim. That's the regilus. And the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perikei Halacha Tes writes that a kinyan does not have to be bifnei edim. So the Ravid is masik when it says ein akoil moedim bekinyan. Not every agrees by a kinyan. And the Magen Mishnah explains that the Mekor of the Rambam that says a kinyan does not have to be done bifnei edim is the Gemara that Tosfos quoted in Kedushin. Edim are only here to mevar hadover, but you don't need the edim for a chalois kinyan. And the Mekor of the Ravid says the Magen Mishnah is our Gemara that says kinyan bo yishnayim. Our Gemara says kinyan bifnei shnayim veinitzorch laim reksuvu. And the Ravid learned for the kiyam of a kinyan chalipin yitaka require edim. And that's gufa machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Mamash hashakvatari of Tosfos. The Meiri over here also brings the shitas of Ravid, and he says the Mekor of the Ravid is the Gemara of Basra. And the Meir is Mavar, the Svar of the Ravid, that by Kinyan Chalipin, since you machzir the Sudar, since you return the handkerchief that's used to make the Kinyan, so therefore it's not a Kinyan unless you make it bifnei Edim. So it's a Chiddush now, and now a Sugya that Kinyan Chalipin has to takavi in front of Edim, and Aloch HaLamayisah, the Ravid says, that's the din. The Shitu Kabet says, bring the shame to Goyin, and Tosfos Rid, b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, that a Kinyan Suda Taka also has to be bifnei Edim. Why, they say? Because the Tfis of the Suda alone is Kaina. There's no Masa Mat, there's no back and forth. So without Edim, they say a Loshin that it's Merzi Kechucha Vit Lula. It looks like a joke. It looks like it's not real. What are you doing? Rashicha, you bring it to your Rishus. Hagbo, it's a Maisa of showing Bailes, you pick it up. But Sholafish Nali, Venosan Rieyu is Ilachair, it's not. Is that, what is that? That's just a ma'aseh ba'alma. Such a ma'aseh ba'alma, if not Edim, would not be a kinyan chalipin. They do say that it does speak out the Tosfos Rid that if it would be that you don't return the sudar and you take keep it, then you wouldn't need Edim. But according to the Ravid, you have to say that Tosfos had asked in the Gemara Kedushin that says clearly that Edim is only to mivara hadover. It's mashmi, you don't need a kinyan to be done in front of Edim. You have to say according to the Ravid that the Gemara Kedushin is talking about and shar kinyanim. So he's talking to Achrayim Oichid that according to the Ravid, the Gemara Kedushin is talking about other kinyanim. But kinyan chalip and tak has to be done in front of Edim. The Shach and Simin Pei Aleph Sivkot Nachov Bey says that pashta sugav is mashmi, you need Edim for the etzim chalois of mechira, because the Gemara brings the din of Edim and Kinyan together with the din of Edim by Macho and Maido. And the Gabi Macho and Maido, it's Pashi, you need Edim for the etzim chalois. There's no, not just a riot, it's not called a chalois Madcho without in front of Edim. It's not called a Maido unless there are Edim. It's not just a riot Ladover. So therefore, when the Gemara says over here also, Kinyan bifnei shnayim, it doesn't just mean as a riot, it means for the etzim chalois of the Kinyan. So we come out, if lalocha lemaisi yitaka need a kinyan chalipin to be done bifnei shnei edim or not, according to the Rambam and Rav Rishonim, it's lav davkin. Tosfos beferish now sugi, it's lav davka to have bifnei shnayim, and the Gemara only is saying bifnei shnayim, that's the regilus. But avada, even a kinyan chalipin does not have to be done bifnei shnayim. And the Gemara that says in kedushin leivru sahadi eli l'shakri, the edim were only there to mivar adovra for all kinyanim. According to the Shita Saravid, and according to Sarid, and the Mordechai is Mazbe that Shita, that is, the din is Chalipin has to be done Dafke in front of Beis Edim. There's a Meshech Chochma in Rus, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, that it's printed in the end of by Midbar. He's Mavar, the Pasuk was Zoyis Lefonim bi Yisrael, ala Gula, ala Tmura, ala Kaim, kol Dover, Sholov, Vishnaloi, Vinosan Lariyev, was Zoyis Atuuda bi Yisrael. These are the psukim that are mentioned in Rus, which are Moira on the kinyan of Chalipin. So since a stam kinyan Chalipin is the ksiva he made, so when the Edim see the kinyan, they can write it down. So because that's what it means, the pasuk when it says that Zois the Fadim Yisrael al Gulav al Tzmur Lekayim called Dover Shal Fish Naloi, that's the kinyan Chalipin. But Zois HaTeuda Yisrael is because, like our Gemara says, kinyan v'shnei shnayim v'nitzorach lein reksuvu, it's automatically written down. And that's what it means. It's blithe as a te'uda in Klal Yisrael because there'll be a document for that kinyan. On the Shtikl Gemara that says right afterwards, Ukiyim Shtaris is Bishloisha, the Tosfos asks that Rav Nachman says in Sanhedrin that Beis Shedonu Dineyem is Din. If even with two, it has al status of a Bezin of Din. So why should Kiyum Shtaris require Shloisha? So Taisva says that if it would only be Beis, only would have two, that we know nafkamina between a Kiyum Shtar to a Shtar Shalamayla Yemenu. So you have to have both of them, a two Eidim Achosim on the document. Hocha Trechasimi, Vocha Trechasimi. See, Taisva says, but Demel Beis Eidim, quotes in the Shmam, Demel Beis Eidim, Shasham Pi Eidim Shalamayla, Shashtar Kosher. It looks like the two Eidim on the bottom heard from the two Eidim on the top, that's written on the sign on the Shtar, that the Shtar is Kosher, and it's an Eidim Pi Eid, which is Possel. Mashenken, if there'll be three Eidim signed, three witness signatures signed on the bottom on the Kiyum Hashtar, so it's nicker that they're bezin, that they are made, that the Edom came lefne, were made lefneim al ksav yodom, and they were machshid the shtar, and it's daima tu upsak din, and like the male, that's pshat nigamara that says that Kiyum Shtar is his nafka Bishloish. So he speaks out. That says in the Gemara in Ksubis that Gimel Shiyoshu Lekaimus Ashtar Meisechem and Trichel Michti have to write Meisef Tlos Avina Vechad Leisohi. And they, if and Nachman says if Yikosef Beidina Vesu Loitzar, it's good enough. And the Gemara goes through a Shaka Vatayah. Maybe it's a Bezin Chotzef. And the Gemara says it goes according to Shmuel. The Beis Shadon the name Din. They write a Din. So Lechayer, it sounds like all you need is two Eidim. You don't need three Eidim. You don't need. It's not like our Gemara. So the Teretz is, you have to say that Shmuel holds that Kiyum Shtar is Mishnayim. Don't say that Shmuel is Kiyum Shtar is Mishnayim. It means the Dilma Rabbanu de Ravashi is really Kiyum Shtar is Kishmuel Ba'alma, but Shmuel Matzi Sover, the Shtar of the Kiyum Shtar is Begimel. There's a Madama there that holds that Kiyum Shtar will be enough Shtayim, but it's not a right. That's what actually Shmuel holds. Shmuel Teretz explains the Gemara that Avada can stim with our Gemara, that Kiyum Shtar is Nafka B'Shloisha. The Rabbeinu Yain is Mavar, that Kiyum Shtar is doesn't look like a bez unless it's sholish. Because if it's two, it mamish looks like edim. It's only when there's a massive amount of validinim that come with me bezdin, then it's nicker that it's a bezdin, even though it's only shnei dayonim. In other words, that shnayim shadonu dinayim din is when validinim come in front of a bezdin, they fight it out, and they argue with each other, and then two are paskening for them, so then those two look like a bezdin. But if they just signed, or they just signed on a shtar, or they just issue a psak, that doesn't seem like a bezdin. It has to have three, and therefore kim shtar is lay near a shame bezdin, doesn't look like a bezdin, unless they are shloisha. And the Sma says in Simon Ben Vov's Cotton Zion that if the Yonim themselves are makir chasima se'edim, and they're not mekabel edus mepi'edim, then it's really taka enough with shnei dayonim. The Shachar argues and says you always need gimel dayonim. Even in such a case, there's only two dayanim. It looks like an eid mipiyed. So it's machlekes sma and the shach. In certain case, with dayanim themselves a machir chasima seidim, do we say that you still need shloisha? We say the din of kiyum shtaris b'shloisha applies in all cases. Or in this case, we'll say it's enough to have only two dayanim. Let's move on to the next sugya. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Amid brings that Rabbah Rav Yosef Domri Tavayu Loi Kazvin on Meido. We do not write a Meido, which is a shtar that tells us that whatever transaction is going to come next was done by Ines. Ela Aman Beleit Sayis Dina. And Abayev Rav Domri Tavayu Afil Alai Va'olecha. Omri Nardo, and then Nardo, we go to Memeh Bey, says, Kol Meido like Sivba, any Meido which does not say in it, Ananya Dinan Bey, Ba'inza De Planya, we know about this person's Ines, that he was an Ines. La Meido, he's not called an Meido. And the Gemara questions that my dog demai e the gito de matanta gili milsa ba'almi. If it's a maido of a transaction of a get or a matana, that's only gili milsa ba'almi, it should help maido. Vidizvini vamarava drava said the kasvina maido azvina. And the Gemara answers laylam dizvini and maidi rava echadonis uchemaisa de fardeso. Before we begin to elaborate on the way to and learn the Gemara in different shitas rishonim, let us just mention what the Achreinim say in the gather of a Maidoa Bechlal. Rav Shimon Shkop and Simon Chav Zayin has a suffix what the gather of Maidoa is. Is it a Gili Milsa? You reveal your intention. Shemegala Daita Fnei Edim, you megala in front of Edim that you're not making the following sale, Bert Sinai. Let's say you're talking about a Maidoa and a Mechira. So you're about to write a Shtar Mechira, you're selling a piece of land. And before that, you write a Maidoa, a document that you don't really mean it. Is it a gili milsa that you don't have das for the mechira, and male the mechira is bottle because you don't have das makne? Or is the pshat, no, avada you had a das and mechira, and there really is a transaction going to happen later. But the maido works midin bittel. It's osi dibur, the dibur that you're making a maido is going to be mevatel, the dibur, the chalois of the mechira. And the nafkamina is, because the gabi bittel I get, we hold in the sechs gittin daf lamed dalid, that Gilui Daito is Lav Milsi, and you have to Mivatlit Beferish. So Mimele, if Maidoz Midin Bittel, it doesn't help Stama Gilui Das, you have to have a Dibur Gomur. But if Maidoz Midin Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, that you were an Oinus, so it's enough to Migala Das, the transaction you're about to make, the transaction is not valid, and there was never a Das Makna, and you don't need a Bittel Beferish. Reb Shimon Shkop also says that if it's Midin Gilui Daito Ba'alma, so how would it help a bitl meidah being mevatel the meidah by being al dei kfiya through being forced? L'chayr, you still have your gila das that you're not interested in making the mechira. If it's a din bitl, so then it would make sense to say that you could force somebody to mevatel the meidah because now you're being mevatel the bitl. But if the meidah is just a gila das that you never want to make a hakna, so it's chaser in the das makna, so then how do you have a das makna by default? If you mevatel the meidah, but you still had the lack of a das makna to be makna the chefetz. So you have to say that if you mevatel it with a kfiya, it's a keilu that now there is a das makna. Now, those that are mechiyah from the Lashon of the Ramban and the Melchamis that says the reason why meidah helps is because v'chein bedin do golia daite legomer makni. The Lashon of the Ramban is mashma that the yisoid in the geder of meidah is that there's a chisorin in hakno. There's a chisorin in das makna. The Lashon of Rashi in Kedushin Daf Nun Amud Aleph that he asks, how does meidah help? It's dvar shebelev. And he answers, it's not dvar shebelev. It's dvar megulin leedim. It's known to the edim. Just he's yori melegaloisin b'shas meisim machmas oinsi. He's just afraid to say so because of the oinus that's involved. Which is also mevor that gilui das is it's the yisoid of meidah is like gilui das. You're not chofetz. You don't want to be makne. How does it help a bittel meidah? You have to say the b'shas you mevatel the meidah. Then there's a gilui das to be makne. Now let's go return to explaining the sugya. The Gemara brought two shitas. The Gemara brought Rabbi and Aviyasi that they said that you don't write a meidah only in somebody's leitzayas dina. And Abai and Rava say that if he alive olecha. And then the Gemara continues to say but you don't write a meidah in zvini. Tosfos, the Ramaskal Aman is bothered by exactly what is the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef and Abaye and Rava, because the Gemara's Hemshech says that on a get and a matana, there's no problem with a meidah because the gila milsa ba'alma. And Zvini, Rav himself said, you like kasvina meidah Zvini. Over here we find a few mahalchim in the Rishayim. The Ramban says that we're talking about Be'etzim meidah on a get and a matana. And Rabba and Rav Yosef, they hold that even though we believe him and we write a meidah on a get or a matana, even when we don't know mamish the oinus, like it's mavur we'll see soon, but if he's a gaver, that sayas dina, we tell him that if you bebas the oinus, you should have been tevei him in bezdin. Because Abai and Rava argue, and they hold that with title that it was an oinus. If it wasn't an oinus, he would not have been meiser a meidah. A second malach in the Ramban is, he brings Meshem Acherim, that we're speaking about not only a get and a matana, but also a zvini, also a sale. And it's an oifin that we know that he is an oinus, and still, because since he could be teveim lebezdin, it's as if Yochel Ishtamute says mi oisi oinus. It's as if he could have escaped from that oinus, and a male does not have a din of an oinus. And the meidah is not a meidah. Abai and Rava hold that since Bezin cannot be matzel him only if he's a tzayas dina, and if he wants, he won't be tzayas, so that's called an oinus. And the Ramban is masking to this pshat, but he just writes that bezvini loy kasvinon. And bezvini, you don't write a meidah, mashenka megita matanta, since we know that it's an oinus, so then it's botel mei atzme, because automatically there's no transaction without a meidah. The Balamor is mefarish that Rabbi Nev Yosef say that somebody who comes and says to Adam, kisvuli meidah, write for me a meidah on this person that is ma'anis me, we should not believe them and write unless you know that that person is a gavra almas, a very tough person, whose loy tzayez dina, who won't listen. And Abai and Rava hold like Nardoi, that by Zvina, by Asel, you don't write Meidah, unless you makir the Oinus itself. And therefore they say, since Balavach, you have to be makir the Oinus, so there's no nafkamina if the Gavra's at Tzayas Dina, or the Gavra's not at Tzayas Dina, because you are aware of the Oinus itself. The Ramban and the Melchamis asks in the Baal Mor that the Loshna Gemara is mashma that Rabbi and Rav Yosef are being machmir and Abai and Rava are being mekel. According to the Baal Mor, Rabbi and Rav Yosef were mekel. That even if you're not recognizing the oinus, you don't know the oinus, you're not makir the oinus, you still write a meidah as long as the gavra is a gavra that loy tzayas dina doesn't listen. And Abai and Rava machmir, they hold you do not write a meidah unless we know that the about the oinus itself. Unless the makir the etzem oinus, then you wouldn't write a meidah. The Loshin HaGemara Namibayz is that Kol Meidah Any maidod like sivbe that's not written in it, ananya dina bebain, the plan yalav maidohi. If it's not written in the maidod that we know that it actually wasn't oinus, then that's not called a maidod. The Rashman Dana, another Rishonim Medayik from the Loshna Gemara that says Lav Maidohi. It's not a Maidah, it doesn't have a Shem Maidah. Instead of saying Loi Kasvinon Maidah, it doesn't say that you don't write a Maidah if we don't know that it's Nainis. So they're Medayik that it's Mashma that Be'emes, even when you do not know, they do not know that it's an Nainis, we still write the Maidah. Because sometimes there was an Nainis, the Nainis is in front of Aiden that are not here. And they're not here, so we can't verify it. So therefore we write that it was Meiser Maidah. And when we find Adam that will talk and know about the Oinus, then we'll be Vatal Do Zvini. And that it says a Loshon of Lav Maidohi, it means that Bezek cannot be Semech on the Maidoh to Mivatal the Mechira without Adam that attacker was in Oinus. But Rabbeinu Yoina argues on this Rashba. Rabbeinu Yoina holds that you don't write a Maidoh until you know that there was an Oinus. And he says, because Shemani Adam Yachshishu, maybe people will think, Shu Oinus, people will think that it's an Oinus. Nach Kach Yavoyu Edom, and then Edom will come. And Vetitzala Karka, and the land will go down in value. People will think that it's an Oinus. So you can't write a Maidoh unless you actually know of the Oinus. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, what type of Maidoh are we talking about? If it's talking about the Gito de Matanta of a Ged or Matana, that's a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. It's only a Gili Milsa. What does that mean, Gili Milsa Ba'alma? So the Rashbam is Mevayer, that it means that if it was not an Oinus, why would he have to write a Ged and be Meiser Maidoh? It must be that it's an Oinus. But it would not be an Oinus. If he says a Ged She'esev, a Ged that I'm going to make should not be a Ged, Itaka would not be a Bittel. That means if we know Vadai was not an Oinus, then a Maidoh does not help. Really, the Rashbam Taka says that, explains it. The Beloy Oinus, if he says Ged She'esev, Lo Ged, ain't that Bittel. Why? The Chivan Lo Nenes Klal, since he was not an Oinus, Anan Sahadi, the government believer, B'Shas Maisa, La Seisei Get Gomer. We testify, we have an Anan Sahadi in Umdina, that B'Shas Maisa, he wants to make it a proper Ged, and it does not help a bittel on that get before the ksiva. Only in a case of an oinus mamish do we say that the maidah is mevatel the get. But if it's not an oinus mamish, then it's not going to be a bittel on the get v'chlal. The Rimigash and the Rama in Ois Kuftes and Rabbi Yoin, the Rosh Tesis Rid, other Rishayim, they write fakert, that even if it's Yisbar that it was not an oinus, but since he was Meiser or Maidah, so it was Nisbar that he did not want to give the Matana a right to get, but Nefesh Chafetza. He didn't want to give it with a full heart. So if he didn't want to give it with a full heart, that Gilui Das, that Mesiris Maidah, that he's not giving with a full heart, tells us that it's bottle, that the get and the Matana is bottle. And they explain clearly that it's not doimed to a case of a sale, like Domin Lizvini at all. By Lizvini, if there's no Oinus, we still say, Agav Zuzi Gomar Amakne. We say, because of the fact that he's receiving money, he's Gomar Amakne, he wants to give it, he wants to be Maknit. That's always in the Gias to want to go ahead and make a sale, because the money in front of you is entices you to want to really make that sale. So there's a Gemira's Das. By get and matana, hagam, we do not know that there's an oinus. Even without a case of an oinus, you could still write a meidah that you don't want the chaloy's gerish and the chaloy and the matana. And that the Gemara is the loshen of gili milsa ba'almihi. So the Rosh explains that gili milsa ba'almihi means the gili das, that he's not giving the matana b'nefesh chafetza. The Rambam in Ilchus Mechira, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, also understands the sugi like the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh, that if you meiser maidah before matana, even though it's not an oinus, the matana is bottle. He says a loshen in helchiv matana el acher gili das hanaisin. We go by a matana only after the gili das of the naisin. If he's megala das that he does not want to, so then it's not a good chaloyz matana. And get also, he says in Perek Vav Gerish and Loch Yutes, that if you tell in front of two people, get any kaisel ishti bottle hu, and then afterwards you write a get, hare ze bottle. He doesn't say it's tok medavka in oinus, because even without a case of an oinus, if you go ahead and megala das that you do not want to make this transaction of a get, chaloyz gerish and or a matana, avada it's bottle. So these are shining hold clearly that you write a meidah and a get the matana, the chayri, even in the case of a tzayas din, no matter what the situation is, even not a case of an oinus, avada you're going to go ahead and be able to write a meidah, and avada is going to be mevatel the get. Now, hagam it's mevur in the Gemara, in later that the Daf Mem Ches that get hamausa forced get is considered like tluy v'zavin, and it works. It's considered like by a mechira, which is considered like we say agav oin to the zuzi government makni. So you have to say over here maybe it's a kfiya shleimi ayide bezdin, because in bezdin taka get maybe would work in all circumstances. We'll get to that later in Daf Mem Ches. But I'll call upon it from the Ram, it's mashma that the time is like Europa matana, that he didn't get a matana the same, that he did not want to really give it. Now the achrayim are meisif a beer over here, the Rishim Shkop and Simuch of Zion, Isdalid, and other achrayim say that by matana and get you need a rotzin mamish. And get also needs rotzin. Clearly the Ram wholesale says like the Hilchos Gerushin that you need a rotzin, not just namadas. So Mele, if you're meisif meida beforehand that you do not want to go ahead and give a matana or a get, so then there's no chaleis matana or chaleis gerish. I'll call upon him, it's a very important machlekes yishayim between the Rashbam and the Rebbeinu Yehuda and the Rosh, if the Mesiris Maidol will help on the case where it's not mamish and oinus. The Ktsais and Simon Reish Hei, Sif Kotten Ches, ask on the sheets of the Rashbam that Maidol must be, if there's a Maidol, that's a choch, that it was an oinus, so what does it help to be vatal the Maidol? We still have a choch that it was an einus, because you only write a maidah in the case of an einus. So then the matana is bottled even without a maidah, because tluy v'yohev lehavi matana. L'chayra, it's not negeya bichlal. As long as there's no das to be able to give the matana, so then it's bottled. So how does it help? Very maidah is a choch on an einus, so how does it help? A bittle on the maidah. How can you battle that? The maise was a choch that it was an einus, and if it's a choch that was an einus, there's not going to be a matana. So the Ktsais answers, he says, based on the Gemara in Erechin, that the Rashbam brought, that helps Bittul Meidah by a get, he said the Gemara in Erechin is talking about, in cases of Gittin, that we force the Baal to be Maitzi, which is like a case of Tliyu V'Zovin, that there's no Oinus without that's Vatal the get. Even without the Oinus, without a Meidah, it was still a Vatal the get. So Mel, it helps a Bittul on that Meidah. The oinus itself is not vatal to get, and mele it helps a bittle on the meidah, which takes away the meidah completely, and mele you can have a chalois gerushin. Taisus also says in Daf Mem Ches the matan it helps a bittle meidah. We have the same kasha. How does it, according to Rashbam, how does it help a bittle on the meidah if there's still a ride that it was an oinus? So if mechana tach learns like the Rashbam like the Rosh, but in the Rashbam lechayr it's shver. The Hagoyis Baruch Tam and the Ktsois answers this kasha, that the Ktsois is asking that according to the Rashbam, if every Maidah is a Chocha that it was an Oinus, so what does it help a Bittul on the Maidah? So he says that the Rivosh says in Siman Reish Lamed Beis that even according to the Sheets of Rashbam, you don't need an Oinus Gomer. In order to say that it's Batal, you don't need an Oinus Gomer, even an Oinus that you can't, that can't be Mevatal the Matana, but if it's Meiser Maidah, then it helps be Mevatal the Matana. That means it's like a combination of Tziruf of the Oinus plus the Maidah, that's what's Mevatal the Matana. The Mele, if you Mevatal the Maidah, it helps, because from the Maidah, we have no Echacha more than Oinus and Nafsha. Oinus and Nafsha without a Maidah is nothing. So it's like a Tziruf of both the Oinus and the Maidah to Mevatal it. Once you take away the Maidah with a Bittal, so now the oinus that remains is not enough to mevatel the matana, and you're left with yes, achalois matana. So that's how a bittul meidah works in the Shitas of Rashbam. You take away the meidah, you're only left with the oinus she'ene gomer, and oinus she'ene gomer is not enough to mevatel the matana. The Gemara brings that it can't be you writing a meidah on zvini on a sail, because v'alma rava le'kasvina meidah azvini. The Gemara answers, La'ilam de Zvini, let's talk about Mechira, Moidi Rava Echad Onis, in the case of an Onis, Uchamaisa de Fardesa. The Rashbam is Mazbe the Gemara, that the Gemara says that you don't write a Maidah on a Zvini, because Memanav Shoch, if this was a case of Soda Zu, that he's pointed out to this field and he forced you to sell it, you don't need a Maidah. All you need to do is bring Edom that it was an Onis. Elamai, it wasn't Sada Zu, it was Sada Stam. That means he chose out the field to be sold. If he chose out the field to be sold, then it's not an Oinus. And if it's not an Oinus, it blives Mechira. So Meman of Shoch, you don't need a Maidah. Sada Stam is a sale, and a Sada Zu is not a Mechira. So therefore, we don't write a Maidah on a Mechira. The Gemara answers, Maidah Rav Echid Oinus Uchamaisa de Pardesa. The Teretz of the Gemara is the Chayr that blives an Oinus Gomer. A big oinus and an oinus gomor or a big hefsid over there. Taki, you do write a maidah. The Beis Yosef asks Adarabba that if it's an oinus godly, for sure don't have to write a maidah. Just bring edim that it was an oinus. So the Beis Yosef explains that the Gemara's teretz is that the Mais of the Pardisa, even though it's like Sodeh Zu, and by Sodeh Zu, l'cher it's an Oynes, but if you don't write a Meidah, it's hard to mevar the Oynes. And therefore you have to write a Meidah in order to mevar the Oynes. And that the Rashbam says, Kafan is to say that an Oynes like this is called an Oynes, since you lose everything, even though it's not an Oynes begufay. And like the Bach explains in Ois Dalid, that the Gemara's teretz is that Moed Rav Uvd Fardesa, that even though it's Sada Zuhi, but since they did not frighten him in Oynes Nefosh, it's only in Oynes Mamoin, so it's not considered such a great Oynes, and Zvina Zvina, it's a good sale if he's not Meiser Maido. But if he's Meiser Maido, it's Megaladas, that it's an Oynes Gomor, and it's Ein Beliba Elim Ker Legamri, he doesn't want to sell it at all, and therefore it's Bottle the Mechira. The Ramban asks on the Rashbam, that even though with Sada Zu, the Mechir is bottle, but L'chir, you have to write a Meidah, because maybe tomorrow there won't be Aiden that knew about the Oynes. Also, the Ramban asks, according to Shitz Rashbam, that Sada Stam, Meidah does not help, because it's not an Oynes. So if we hold, like Rav Huna, that by Sada Zu it is a Mechira, and you don't need a Meidah, but by Sada Stam, the din should be, that it doesn't help Meidah, just like according to Rava. And we don't find any of the Gainim that are Mechal between a Sada Zu and a Sada Stam. The Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rashba and the Ran learned a little differently than the Rashbam. And they learned Pshat in the Gemara is that the Havmina was that Rava said, since Liuv is Zavin Zvini, Rava holds that if you're forced to make a sale, it's considered a good sale. So therefore, we don't write a Maidah, Bechlal. Because even if you're Meiser a Maidah, still Zvini still will be a good sale. And the Gemara's teretz moed the Rava eich the honest of Meiser the Fardesa means that if you in such a case, if you're Meiser a Maidah, the Mekach is bottle. Because in such a Meisir of Meidah, Taka will help to Mimavatel the such a Mechira. And the reason why it's said a case of Meisir Fardesa is a Chiddush that it's like considered like Commander Yoda Oinse. Or the Chiddush is that even though it's Oinus Mamoin, it still will be considered an Oinus. Why is Meisir Fardesa over there? In that case, the Meidah is going to help. Because even though normally an Oinus, when it's no einus, you're not meiser maidah, zvine is vine, but if you're serious maidah, it's going taka to vatal a mekach. The Ramban learns that the Gemara's kasha is that the Gemara's statement was, you don't write maidah zvine, that means if the Edom saw the einus, and he was not meiser fnei maidah, so there's no point in writing a maidah me'atzman. You don't write a maidah on your own, because we hold to leave his oven, zvine is vine, so the mekach is always going to be kayim. Yeah, you'll ask me that without talking to Sias Meidah, so what's the Lashon of the Gemara of Meidah, that the Leik Hasvina Meidah? So he says, the Lashon of Meidah is to Meidia to Edim. That means Meidah is, the Lashon of Meidah does not mean to Meidia to Edim. The Lashon of Meidah means that it's a Lashon of Aynes and Yisurim, like Haidas Yushalayim, he says. He says, Pshat in the Gemara is, Nardoy was Mechadish, that it's not enough that the Edim should know the Aynes. They have to write down that we know that because of the Aynes, alone, and only because of the Oynes, that's why he sold it, and he was not Nistratza. And therefore, the Gemara asked, since Balav Ochi, the Aden, don't write the Maidah on his own, only Mokim, that the Meicher is Meiser Maidah, Bifneim, so since they know the Oynes, and he's Meiser Lefneim, the Maidah, so for sure the Mechira is bottle. So why would they have to write it if they know that he was not Nistratza? And that thing, my answer is that Rava said he's Maidah, the Oynes, Chmeiser Lefadeh, so over there you write the Maidah, even though he was not Meiser Maidah, Bifneim. So over there we don't say to Yuva Zavin Zvine Zvine. The only time we say that the Mechir is a good Mechir is if there was a Oynes Begufoy of Yimimainai, and Machmazeh, it was Nasrats, and he gave the Karak, and then we say it was Gomra Machni. But over here, the Balav Ochi will take the Karak, because Altain Lekuchi Biyadi, he just says to him, either take Mois or I'll take it without money. In such a case, he's not going Bedaiti Laaknais. He says, why should I be selling it to you for? I'm not selling it at all. Take it against my will. And the Mele over here, the Maidah will work. The Balamar learns that the Gemara's kasha is that since Rava says that Tluiv is oven zvini, Samil does not help a Masiris Maidah Bechlal. And the Teretz of the Gemara says, Be'emes, and all Mechir does not help Masiris Maidah. So the Maisa of Pardes is singular that helps Maidah. Over there, we don't say Tluiv is oven zvini, because the only when the Ma'anasim Begufay, or Hefsid Gadol, more than just land, we say that he wants to sell it and he wants to make the money, and therefore it's Gomra Makni. But when he's Ma'anasim in the Karak itself, since the Oynes of Hatzol is the same, it doesn't make a difference, he's not Gomer Umakni. And Takal Halacha, the Balamor says, does not help a Meidah only by get Umatana, and a Mechira Taka only helps a Mesir's Meidah in the case of Uvda de Fardesa. The Ramban asks Kashas on the Balamar that since Rav and Avuna say one lashon to Yivizavin Zvine Zvine, just like according to Avuna, Maidah helps, how do you know to say that according to Rav, Maidah does not help? Also, we find by a get that a get that's forced is kosher because it's considered like Tluy Vizavin. And the Gemara said that since Tluy Vizavin Zvine Zvine, so too is Gomer Megarish. And still, Maidah helps by a get, so why by Mechir doesn't a Maidah help? In summary, we have four Malchim to explain Rava. According to the Rashbam, the Shaklatari is that Maidah is useless, because Sada Stam doesn't help Maidah, and Sada Zu, you don't need a Maidah. The Gemara's Teretz is, you're right. But in the case of the Pardes, which is an Einus Gomer, you need to have a Maidah to Mevar the Einus. Not, but Avada, you wouldn't need a Maidah Be'etzim if it's an Einus. According to Rabbi Yoyin, the Raj and the Ran, the Gemara Shakvatari is simpler, that the Gemara is held that Mechtluy Vezoven is always a good sale, and the Gemara thought that even Messias Maidah would not help, because a person always is Gomer Amakna by a Mechira Agav Einz and Azuzi, and that the Gemara says, no, in an Einus like Fardesa, Taket helps Messias Maidah. Messias Maidah really does help to battle every Mechira. It's only without a Messias Maidah that we say that Tluy Vezoven Zvine Zvine. Third Malach was the Ramban, that he said Ikin the Kuda of the Gemara was that you could write a Maidah even though he was not Meiser to have to them Maidah like the case of the Pardesa. And the way the Balamar learns that Enachanami Maidah never helps by Zvini, like the Gemara says that Kasvina Maidah Zvini, and the Gemara's Teretz is only that in this special case of Pardesa over there, a Maidah helps. But nowhere else does a Maidah help to Mivatale Mechira. The Gemara towards the second half of Memo Mabei says, Om Rav Yehuda, Hai Matanta Tmirta, a hidden matana, Losun Si, Loi Magbina, but you can't collect with that matana. The Gemara says, Echidam Matanta Tmirta, Om Rav Yosef, Domul Sadi Zilu Atmuru, because we lay. Tells the Eden to hide and write the Shtar Matana. Vikadam, Rav Yosef, Dli Omalu, he didn't say, Tesu Vishuka, Uvivrios, he didn't say to go ahead and do it in public, because Vichtichtru lay. And the Gemara says, "My be na'ik me na'yu stama the nafkamin if stama is a matana tamirta or it's not a matana tamirta." And Rava says, "Avim meido lechavirta." And Rava says that a matana tamirta is a meido for another star. The Rishayim have different ways of explaining what exactly matana tamirta is. The Rishbam learns that the chashash of matana tamirta is that maybe he already gave this piece of land to somebody else. Or he had in mind to go ahead and to make it as a Maidah for a different Mechira. And therefore, even though the Shtar of the other one is first, but he's worried that maybe that the other one was not Makabal the Shtar. Maybe he lost the Shtar. So therefore, he's making this now new Matana very quietly. The Rosh says a different reason for Matana Tamirti. He says, because what I made, we evaluate his Das, that since he's doing it in such a hidden way, he was not really Gomar Bedat to give it Benefesh Chafetze. He doesn't really want to give it as a Matana. He just, on the outside, he's looking like he looks like he's giving it. That's why he didn't give it in public. And that's why it's not Kaina. And the Ramaz makes of a beer in the Rosh and says that the reason why he hid the Ksiva Zamatana is because his Das is to be Chayzer, and therefore he doesn't want it to become dispersed and become public knowledge that he gave his Zamatana. People shouldn't call him a person that goes back in his word. Or people shouldn't now say that his value, his property should, value of his property goes down. He's selling stuff. He's not trustworthy. So therefore he wants to hide the Matana. But he really wants to back out. Doesn't really want to give it. The Rambam, in Hilchos Zechiah, Perikei Halacha Aleph, says a third reason. He says that it's really a trick. He's marim, he's making kedila abin mamin acherim. How's that? Shiyans of yimkar achashitin. He's going to go ahead and sell the piece of land afterwards to somebody else. And he'll take money from the lekeach, from the new lekeach, shaloi kedin. And that's what it means. And Magmish explains that it's really takonas chazal. That matana tamirta is not a matana, because otherwise he could worry for such a kenunya, worry for such a tricks. That's why the matana doesn't help, so he shouldn't be able to make such a kenunya. In truth, Bemis, he mentions matana of karka, and the Magen Mishnah says, it's lav dafka karka, it's also metaltalin. That the Rambam says karka is only because he spoke about a kenyan bishtar. But who had done the same thing would apply by metaltalin and another kenyanim. But the Ktsais and Simon Reishman Beis, Zivkot and Gimel says that this din of our Gemara, Matana Tmirta, is Dafka and Karaka. There's such a takana that it's not a Matana. But by metaltalin, where the Mekabal, first, let's say you would give it to one person, then after somebody else, the first Mekabal would have to be Machzor the Dam into the second Mekabal, because takana is Hashuk. So in such a case, they were not Mesakein to Mevatel the Matana. Rava had said that the matana tamirit is a meidah lechaverta. And the Gemara says, Amar Papa, how did Rava labefer shitma el machlal itzmar? Where do we see Rava's halacha that a matana tamirit serves as a meidah to mevatel another matana? Who gaver? There was his fellow, the Ozlik Dushi Itza. He was want to marry a woman. Amrale, she said to me, Kasvasli, Kula Nichsi, Nichsech, if you give to me all your nechasim, Avina lechol itza, I'll be to you to a wife. I'll marry you in condition you give me all your property, all your nechasim. And if not, I won't get married to you. So what did he do? He had no choice. Also, he wrote to her, Lekula Nichse, he wrote away all his nechasim to her, and that way she would agree to marry him. Also, break his shisha's oldest son came. Namalevahu gavramatelev. He's speaking about himself. What's going to be with me? You gave away all the nechasim. I have nothing to inherit. Amalu lisadis. He told Adim zilu atmiru. Go and hide. Beaver yamin on the other side of the river. Vekosvule and write it to my son. So the question now is, who is actually kindest? The isha that he wrote her matana of all his nechasim or the ben? Also, the kamei that Rava came before Rava amalu loy markon ever loy markon. Neither one is going to be kind. The ben is not going to be kind. The Rashbam says because it's a matana to mirta, and the isha is not going to be kind because the matana to mirta to the ben it serves as a meidah to mevatel the matana to the isha. So from here we see that to write to Rava the matana to mirta is a meidah. And the Gemara ends off and says, "Man dechazus avishum davi meidah lechaverta." That the Gemara, it's taka, a beautiful raya that it's that you see that a matana tamirta serves as a meidah to a different matana. And the Gemara ends off 2 lines in the bottom, "Lahid hasa mucha milsa nemachmas ein to the kasavlo." Over there, it's muchach that it's because of an einus that he wrote it all in the chasim. Avalocha minicha mar nichle delikni mar nichle delikni. It wouldn't be a raya to a different case of matana tamirta. The Ran says that over here it's not called a matana tamirta in the case of the Isha, because since he had to hide his matana because she shouldn't be able to hear, if she would know that he gave it away to his son, then she would not agree to marry him. So he had to do it in private. So that's not the regular case of matana tamirta. The reason over here it's not kaina is because he didn't give me nafshe. That's always not kaina. The Rashbam, it doesn't explain like that. The Rashbam understood the time of matana tamirta that it's not kaina because maybe he's Kavana was to make it as Maidah for a different Matana. So here for sure that we know that he was Mechavan to make it a Maidah to the Matana to the Isha. That's what it means that a Matana Tamirta is not Kaina. The Rashbam Lishitasi is Geshmak, the way he explains the Gemara. The Ritva is Nesnapik Lahalocha. Somebody makes a Matana Geluya, open Matana to Mevatal, another Matana is the first one Kaina or not. Because maybe over here the Kaina is not Kaina because of the Matana Tamirta. Or maybe the reason is because we know that he only did it only to Mafsid the Isha. A Kalpanim, the Gemara says it's not a right to a case that a Matana Tamirta should have a din of a Maidah to another Matana. And the reason for why it doesn't have a din of a Maidah to another Matana is because over here it's clear that it was Ainis. Hasam Mucha Milsa Achmas Ainis in the Kosovo. So Rashbam explains, and therefore that's Bemokim Maidah, which is Mavur Lucher from the Rashbam, that the Ainis itself is not Mevatal the Matana to the Isha. It's only because it's an Ainis we consider the Matana to Mirta as a Maidah. And the Matana to Mirta is going to Mevatal the Matana to the Isha. The Yimigash also says, like the way it's Mashim the Rashbam, and he explains because the Matana La Isha is not bottom Edin Ainis because he didn't have to marry her until he wrote it. So it's Agav Ainse Gomer Lemiknila. He really wanted to give it to her. We have a sad to say that it's not really enough of an Ainis to Mevatal the Kedushin because he wants to marry her. He wants to be able to accomplish that. And the only way he could do that is if he gives it to the Chasim. So maybe it was Gomer Makni. And he was not Meiser. The Rabbeinu Yonah adds, and he says, Lemaser Maida. He was not Meiser Maida on that Matana to the Isha. So Vadi Yishlon Olemish and Nisratzeli Tinlo. Avadi, we should say the Svara Chitzayna would be that he was Nisratze. He agreed to give her the Nechasim in order Kadesh Tetinaselo, in order to be able to, she should marry him. And the Magen Mishnah adds in Perik Hey Milchas Chia Locha Dalev that Avadit's not an Einis Gomor. If he wants, he doesn't have to marry her and not give her the Nechasim. Who's forcing him to give away to her all the Nechasim and marry her? It's his own decision. So Avadi, he decided to give away the Nechasim. And in order to accomplish that, she should be willing to marry him. So there's a svar that says, not an oinus gomer, the oinus itself would not be mevatel the matona. And even if Bemis was not nisratz, it doesn't have a shem oinus in vatel matona. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara means that since it's an oinus, which is muchach, therefore we say that the matona to mirta will, the matona to the ben, is going to serve as a meidah to mevatel the matona to the isha. But the tour in Simon Reish Mem Beis says that the reason why the Isha is not kainet the chasim is not because of the matana kamais, is because it's not called a matana at all. It's not called a matana. It's tamir tohu. That's not the reason. He says it's because it's mucha milsa da anas hava. Afilam udloy meido alekani. He says that the woman is not kainet is not because the matana tamirta is mevatel the akna to the isha, but because it itself it's mucha milsa, it's an inus. Without a meidah, it's not going to be kainer, because it's a pure inus such a thing. If it's a pure inus such a thing, avad, it's not going to work as a matana to the isha. In the Etzim Svara, that the Gemara says that this is a mucha milsa and machmas einus with the kasav law, all the achrayim are bothered that what kind of einus is there in this particular nesina to the isha more than every single mechira. If you wouldn't need the mois, you wouldn't sell something. So the reason why you sell something is because you need the money. So here also, the reason why you gave the matana is because you want to marry her, like we explained before, that there's a svart, very strong svart to say over here, it's not an einus gomer, because nobody asked you to marry her. If you're deciding to marry her, and you're deciding that you know that the price tag for marriage is giving away all your nechassim, so if you give away all your nechassim, that's not called an einus gomer. You want to give away all nechassim. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that lohi hasam muchicha milsa, it's muchach the machmas einso the kasa? What does that mean, sir? We have a few malachim in the Achrayim to explain this. The Rebbe Chanan, the Kevitz Shurim, Ois Kufayin says that because the money is not a tashlumin for the woman, like tashlumi of a chayvitz. If the money was what was used to buy the isha, like money which is used to buy a chayvitz, so in a chanami, then we'd be able to say that you're willing to give that money in order to be able to accomplish the kinyan of the chayvitz. So you're willing to sell the chayvitz in order to get the money. Over here also, we would say that you're willing to give the money to the isha in order to buy the isha. But over here, it's two separate matanas. He's giving her a matana, one thing, and then she's also miskadeshes with a pruta, with something else. She's miskadeshes with a mois of kiddushin. Two separate matanas. Is a matana of the nechassim, and then is a kiddushin. And therefore, even with less of an einus, you can vatal that matana. It's not doimit to a case of a mecher that wants an exchange for something else. Meir Simcha and Ur Simeach in Hilchas Zechiah Perkei Halacha Dalam, that halacha of the Rambam, he says that since he wrote her all nechassov, it's not mistaver that he really meant it. There was going to believe a lahaknes. He says a lashon le'yavid inish le'vashay le'nafshei klum. A person doesn't give away everything and leave nothing for himself. So it must be that he was not gomar umakni. That's a svara, a local svara, that a person would not give away all his nechassim. If he's giving away everything, it's not a real matana. It's not big mir's das. That is the status of an einus gomer. That's worse than a regular case of nasan mois and a mechira. And the chazinish in Evan Ezra Simon Tzadik Tes Sif Cotton Hay says a different teretz. He says over here, he didn't make a tenai b'shas the kiddushin. He just wrote her all in a chasim before that, and then she was same mechnas, and she was masking with Skadish. The Maisa, she should have realized that he might not be giving her the matana willingly. In other words, she forced him to give the matana. She said, I'm only going to marry if you give me matana. So he gave her all in a chasim, and then she agreed to marry him. She really stipulate that the marriage is dependent, or is the tenai of the kiddushin is if those chasim are really mine. And instead of like allowing it to be two separate transactions without any safeguard that to prove that he really meant that matana, it's her fault. So she should have realized that. She should have made it that he was not gomala haknisla. And the mela, that's why we would say over here, together, in his gomer, to say that the matana to the isha is bottle. In summary, we have two malchim in the Rishonim. If the aside of why the kinyan to the isha was not chal, it wasn't a hakna, it wasn't a matana, is because the matana tamirta was served as a meidah to mevatel the matana to the isha, or because it's an einus gomer and in itself is a reason why there's a bittul on her matana. And we have three malchim in the Rishonim to explain, and achrayim to explain why this einus is viewed differently than a different case of an einus than a regular mechira. Either because over here it's two separate transactions, the money is not before the Kiddushin, or like Rabbi Chanan says, or like Rabbi Meir Simcha says, that over here he wrote Kol Nechasa, a person doesn't do that, or like the Chazon Ish says, that she should have been suspicious that maybe he doesn't really want to give it to her, Belev Shalim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.